questions that, you know, one of the surprising features of all of this is the conjunctive verbs, and I want to discuss that today. Okay, so here we go into the Ram of the Mishnah Torah. Again, so Lama Nitak Lase is not subject to Malka. So Silo Saraf Hagzela in Olokesh or Yochayav Lashalim Damel. That was the pun I was referring to. And Lokin Alav, right? This year is a little bit of Tashlumin for yesterday. So we have two exceptions to Malkos that the Ram has already registered. Lav Nitak Lase, Lav Shinitan La Tashlumin. And this is different than, let's say, Shiluach Haken. Shiluach Haken is Nitak Lase, but it's not Nitak La Tashlumin. So, Lo Sika Choem Al Habanim, but if you do that and then the mother bird dies before you have the opportunity to Nitako Lase, to do Shaleach to Shalach Haseim, you are going to get Malkos. So the Rambam says that Gizela is lafuke shiluach haken, essentially. Because it's not just a lav hanita klase, but it's a lav hanitan litashlumen. Good? Let's go on. Vasu ligzol kolshu din Torah filo akam vasu da gazol la ashko. That point needs to be reinforced in certain sectors. Avim gazol ashako yachzer. Then obviously it's, again, nitan leheshavon. It is nitan klase. Kolach chomer avdo amaso beso. And again, let's go back to the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos. That has to do with the kinyan, right? By definition, it has to be something which is subject to a kinyan, because the whole definition of l'sachmod, right, v'chamdu sados v'gazalu, has to do with making the acquisition. He paid top dollar, arba meil shekel kesev, aver lasocher, hareza over v'losase shenemer l'sachmod, v'ein lokin alav zeh, mibnei shein b'maisa. The ravid will go through the roof. What do you mean, ein b'maisa? You made a kinyan. I mean, two lines back to back. In Shenemar, Lo Sachmod Kesev is Ahava Lehem Vilakachta Lach Lakicha. Right, that is the lashon of Kenyan. Chimud Sheyesh Bo Maisa. So the Rambam says four different times Maisa, Maisa, Maisa. Again, Kenyan and says there's no Malkos because of Lav Shein Bo Maisa. And the Ravid says, you know, good Grechter. Let's read that Ravid inside. So the Ravid says, first of all, Damim Ram Lo Sachmod Amar Ram. V'lo amarotzan. In the minute the person agrees, it can't possibly be lo sachmod, right? Maybe he could be guilty of lo sisave because he developed an obsession with it, you know, and he desired it. But, you know, once the person agrees, the Ravid says, so that's not begeder lo sachmod. V'elok, amar Avram, lo ra'isi tema gadol mizeh. And, you know, the Ravid saw a few things that he was a little confused about, to say the least, in the Mishnah Torah. So when he says, lo ra'isi tema gadol mizeh, even allowing him a little bit of hyperbole, right, he says, v'heichan ma'isa gadol mitilas ha'chevetz, aval ha'vele le'mimar b'neishu chayev v'tashlumen, shrei k'gazlan. Right, because again, the Ravid l'shitasa, if the guy never really agreed, even if you gave him top dollar, so you're not a gazlan literally, but you're a kid gazlan. So just like gzela is nitak la'aseh v'shivis ha'gzela, you should, even if you gave the guy $10 million for his home, you know, as long as he didn't say rotsani, he didn't really, you know, you just left the suitcase there. So you're a kid gazlan, you're not a gazlan. Remember that, Diaknova. You're a kid gazlan, because again, a gazlan is somebody who takes something by force, and, you know, you basically took it by force. The only thing is, you left a suitcase with $10 million, you know, in cash, and the guy never agreed to it. The minute he agreed to it, you're not kid gazlan anymore, right? That's the definition of gzela, is taking something against the rishus of the bialim. The guy says, rotsani. So they arrive at the shitas, okay? Chayav l'hashiv is like gzela l'fikach in olokev, gamzeu chayav l'hashiv achevetz the bialim. So he doesn't object to the Rambam putting in Hilchos Gezela, but he thinks that the Rambam is just, you know, absolutely, you know, off base here. So the Sefer HaChinuch, which is always, you know, following the Rambam, it's very telling here. He says, So it's very striking that the Chinuch, who's, he's a dyed-in-the-wool supporter, right? He's going to go to the mat for the Rambam, you know, 98% of the time. When he's not going to the mat for the Rambam, that means that the Rambam is on Rambam Island. But the Rambam never minded being on Rambam Island, okay? Because the Rambam understood something here that we'll get back to in just a moment. Back inside in the Rambam. Okay. Kolam Isave, right? So the Rambam is dealing with Los Achba before Los Isave. The consistency is awesome, in the literal sense of the term. Beso ishto v'chelab shovero, That's a big part of my argument. The Rambam put los achmod before losis ave, because let's say you could be jealous of somebody's intelligence, but that's not begeder losis ave, right? Because it's not something that you could be kona. You can't take that from him. You could be jealous of somebody's looks. It's not begeder losis ave. Losis ave has to be something that you could eventually acquire. So that's why I think you always deal with los achmod first, both in terms of the psukim and in terms of the Rambam's presentation. Mishar advarim shefshul liknosan menu, kevan shechas. That's lo sachmud stage. Yavli de gezel, right? Because you're not going to be able to hold yourself back. Shenemar v'chamdu batim v'gazalu. Mimandu abaylim b'fanav l'hatzel mamonam omenau miligzol yavli de shvichas damim. Right? As we know. So tzelumad maisa acha v'navos, right? Haratzachta v'gam halamata shemisav over lavechad ve'akone davar shisav beheftzer shifter baylum bakash mehem over v'shnei lavin. That would be losachma l'kachnem losachma l'sisav v'im gazal over b'shlosh lavin kogozes chaverus shavibruta kilu notel nishmas menu shenemar kein orchotz kol b'tzei abasas nevesh baylav yikach v'yavu b'cheni moheisa gzela kayemes ratzah gazal nasos tshuva. This is takanas hashavim uva meila v'hechser d'me agdela takanas chachamim shen mekabim mimenu la'ozvino sol mochon lo kedei l'karev derech yishar la'ashavim v'chol mekam menu d'me agzela en ruach chachamim no chahemenu. So even though in principle it's a lav she nitak la'asei v'heshev is agzela asher gazel takanas hashavim is we're going to be mochel, and the reason you want to be mochel is we want to encourage people to own up to financial crimes, because you may have heard not everybody is willing to admit financial crimes, at least not all the time. What's pshat in the Rambam? So Rav Rosenzweig, this is really one of his landmark contributions, and the implications are great for those of us who will be learning Pesachim next year. We talk about Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh. There's really no way of understanding it without this. So Rosenzweig explained as follows. It's true that the Rambam says 1,000 different times, as the rabbi points out, that lo sachmod can only be violated when there's a kinyan, whether there's the ma'isa. V'afal pisham erotza ani, right? Benigud the rabbi. So the shiur of lo sachmod is that you acquire the object. But the mechayiv is actually a lav shein bo ma'isa, because the mechayiv was becoming so obsessed with something, that you had no recourse whatsoever, emotionally, psychologically, other than to acquire this object that belongs to somebody else, to the point where you were going to badger them until they finally agreed. You made an offer they couldn't refuse. So losis ave is the beginning of that process. It's actually meduyak in the Sefer HaMitzvos. If you go back to the Sefer HaMitzvos, where the Rambam said, of course, the shiur, right? The shiur itself, this is Reish Samachai, is you have to make a kinyan. But if you take a look at the first lines in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos, Hisiranu mehasim machshavatenu lasos tachbula kedei liknos. So a Jew cannot allow themselves to become obsessed with somebody's object to the point where they now have to figure out, under all circumstances, I must acquire it, right? And so the mechayiv is actually what a davar shebelev. It's something of a corruption of the spirit. Right, so there's really a continuum. Lo sisav is the beginning of that process of developing a taiva for something. Lo sachmud is when you become now so internally obsessed with it that you've resolved. We here are highly resolved to acquire Ephraim shoes. Okay, so then what's the shear of that? When can we say you actually violate it? When we acquire Ephraim shoes. But that's still right. The mechayev is actually a lav she'ein b'maisa. So here's now the following fascinating implication of this. Let's say a person doesn't get rid of their chametz on Pesach, so obviously violate Bali Rab Bali Matzei. So should they be subject to Malkos? So the Rambam says something very fascinating. You have to follow the Rambams and all the Sefer Mitzvot. We'll talk about this extensively next year in the Mishnah Torah and Hilchos Chametz and Matzah. The Rambam said if a person would do Maisa, they'd acquire chametz on Pesach, right? You can't really acquire it because it's this or Hanoah, but Sheitvarim Masan Kazok either Bershuso, Avo Bishenim Bershuso, Bor Bershus HaRabim, right? Because Ki Yechra Ish Bor, the Yitziras HaBor is the Kinyan HaBor, V'chametz Pesach, right? Even though it's not really yours, but the acquisition. So the Rambam is saying something fascinating. Right? Once the Rambam has laid out the doctrine that a lav shein b'maisa, lav sheish b'maisa isn't measured by maisa alone, v'haraya lo sachmod, because you did a maisa, and he's still defining it as a lav shein b'maisa. So what do you have to say about bali ra bali matzei? So the Rambam is saying there, of course, is a tnai that there has to be a maisa. But the Rambam is telling you that the mechayiv is that you want it to be mechayiv chametz pesach. That's his actual language. That it's not just that you passively held on to the chametz, but that you actively wanted to be mechayiv this chametz. Again, because for it to be a lav sheish b'maisa, the Rambam is saying you really need two criterion. You need an actual maisa, right? You have that in Lo Sachmod, but what do you lack, right? That the essence of the mechayiv has to be fundamentally active. So the Rambam says a person who acquires chametz on Pesach has done a technical maisa in terms of the kinyan, but there's also something internally which is not passive, but it's actually represents an active orientation to the chametz. So this is a very, very, very important idea. So last 30 seconds, I'll just mention the following. I kept on coming back to this idea of the conjunctive vav. Why should losis ave be presented not, you know, just as an iser b'fnei atzmo, right? Like everything else, lo tirtzach, lo sinaf, etc. Lo signav, lo sanav, v'reachai tshaker, but conjunctive vav. So what I would like to argue, and we talked about the conjunctive vav, is now you're thinking more about the whole than the individual parts, is that the entire idea of losis ave is, as the Rambam says, is because it's maybe lidei chimud, which is maybe lidei gezel, which is maybe lidei shvichus damim. Think about the second half of the Aseret Dibros. We covered a goodly number of them right there, right? So that losis ave is the beginning, of course, of that trajectory. So when we think about, you know, the fact that isurei daraisa tend to be linked with each other, right? A person that's going to become obsessed with other people's objects may indeed come to gezel, may indeed come to shvichus damim. These aren't just discrete violations. We can indict you on 36 charges, you know, state and federal crimes, right? But that there was a continuum, there was a pathology here. So losis ave appears specifically in that context because the whole idea of losis ave, as explained before, is gzeira daraisa, right? The Torah said, stop it right there, right? Because if you develop that taiva, you know, the ball is going to start rolling downhill, and like a Midianite ball of barley, it's going to get very, very, very large and do a great deal of damage.